And being blessed this morning. This morning we will be blessed by the meditation of Sor Tiana Baker, the fabulous Sor Tiana Baker.
Yes.
And we will be blessed, and we will be blessed in prayer afterwards, and go about doing the things that God has given us to do for this day. So without further ado, Sor Tiana Baker.
Thank you, Soror Francis. I appreciate it. Good morning, Sorors. I just want everyone to take in a deep breath and just exhale wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you're going, just exhale right into that. For every mountain you brought me over, and if you know this, sing it with me. For every trial you see me through. Come on. For every blessing, what you say? Hallelujah. For this, I give you praise. Come on, Angela, one more time. Come on, Soros. For every mountain you brought
Call
me
me
over.
over.
For every
Every
trial,
trial
you see
everything
me through.
through
For
for
every blessing, come
everything
on. Hallelujah. For this, I'll give you praise.
praise.
Amen. 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 So, with that, Sorors, I'm going to ask you, when do you praise him?
All
How
the
do you praise him? And where do you praise him? Do you praise him when you first get up, when you open your eyes and just say, Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for blessing me. Do you praise him when you're on the highways and byways to cover you? You praise him when you're in the shower to say, God, thank you for cleansing me as I step off and be renewed. Where do you praise him? Do you have a war room? Do you praise him in your office before you go into that meeting? Do you praise him in your car? And how do you praise him? Do you praise him in song, in rejoicing, or do you praise him in an intimate way? I believe last month, during Soror Velma's prayer, she said having an intimate relationship with God. I thought that was so beautiful, hand in hand. And just saying thank you for everything that you are doing for me, that you've done for me, and that you did for me. I'm thanking you in advance. But one of the things we think about is, what about those mountains and those valleys, right? What about the obstacles that get in our way? What about the things that impede our judgment and test our faith, divert us from our spiritual pathway? Sometimes that compass doesn't always work. You know, we have to calibrate it a little bit to set us back on course. But what does that mean to get back quickly, spiritually, mentally, and physically to move past those mountains or get out of those valleys? Sometimes we feel the pain, some discourse. We shift a little bit. We get uncomfortable, like singing amongst your sorors on a Zoom call. But at the same time, we're stepping out into faith because we're carrying the message. And that's all that matters, right? So when do you praise him? Do you praise him during the trials and tribulations, the uncertainties, the inequities, or just when you are down, when you're broken, you're tired, and you had enough? That's when you praise him in the good, in the midst, but also through the trials and the pain. And when it's time to praise God, you just let it come out, project your voice, and say, whatever the circumstances is in God, whatever it may be, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Amen. I will praise thee, O name. And God, I will worship you because you are the Most High. You are the Alpha and the Omega. As Psalms chapter 9, verse 2 tells us that we must continue to praise him and rejoice and be glad. But those valleys are there, and we may not experience them now, but they are coming. It's just natural. You know, as my grandparents used to say, you keep on living life long enough, you're going to experience some things that's going to shape you. The way only that you see yourself, but how you respond, but also how you see others. But in the midst of all the pain, the defeat, and the misery, you just hold your head up high and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. When you look at the true definition of a valley, it's a low area. It's kind of that low area between the hills and the mountains. It's that point in our lives when we're in that pain, sometimes we'll just sit there and we wait and we think. Because I can be cerebral sometimes. I can think and internalize myself into a whole new day. But you start to manifest trying to figure things out. How can I make this work? And that whole time, guess what? One day, 1 week, 1 month, you're still sitting there in that valley. You've gotten complacent in your thoughts. You've gotten so comfortable. You've gotten stagnant. You start to get lethargic. But guess what? You start to see this is not that bad where I am. Because that mountain is straight ahead. You know what you have to face. You know what it's going to take, but it's going to take a little more work, a little more exertion to get you over to the other side, to see your outcome, to be delivered your blessing. So don't get too uncomfortable when you start to unpack your faith and add fear. You start to unpack and start to place doubt in the valley. You start to get at that low point and mentally it starts to wear you down. Then your vision becomes so blurred. You can't see ahead of you that mountain's there. Peripherally, you're seeing your mountains, your obstacles, right? Your Goliaths. And behind you, you're moving forward, but you still know there's something there. That past is there that sometimes has a way to hold on to us. But it's time to move out of our way mentally, spiritually, and start to open up our path. Your vision becomes so limited that, you know what's interesting enough, metaphorically, you're sitting there in your valley, you begin to look around and you start to notice others residing in that valley. You start to see others that may have some despair or experience some things that you have gone through, and they share in their story of how they handled it. But sometimes in the midst of that, we forget that we have to press forward. And it's being careful of who we associate with, who we share with, because that energy can rub off on us. And eventually, you've lost your F-A-I-T-H, your faith. You're going to be tested. If you think of Job, you think of him as someone who had everything that you could imagine. He had the wealth, the family, his health, more than you could ask for. But he was tested because Satan wanted to use him, saying, you know what, God? He'll curse you. He will curse you. He will turn his back on you. And God said, no, he won't. He believed in him because he knew that Job was a steward of faith. He was afflicted with sores. He lost his family. He was so low in that valley. Anyone could say, just give up. Let it go. That's what I did. But see, sometimes the journey that is for you, no one else can speak to. No one else can relate to because it's yours. And therefore, we must continue to forge ahead. So in the midst of everything that we've gone through in life, we have to not forget to praise him because we are worthy. We praise him because we feel great. We're employed. Everything is going well. But boom, the rug is pulled beneath our feet, and now we're in arms of despair. But don't get comfortable in the valley. It's time for you to press ahead. It's time for you to step ahead. And you know, one of the things that I know it's easy to do. We call our mom. if we have that in our lives, our mother, we may call our elders, our fathers, our friends, and we seek out everyone for advice. And you know, we say, what should we do? What would you do? But the most important thing is that we need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as in Matthew 6:33, and everything else will be added to you. It may not happen instantly, but it will happen. It may not happen at all because it's not for you. I learned early on, and someone told me, sometimes man's rejection is God's protection. Let me say that again. Sometimes man's rejection is God's protection. So move out the way and just respect the process. So when it comes to being delivered from everything else, let God guide you. But having faith don't mean just sitting still and waiting on it. You must do the work. So get out of your valleys, stand up, and press forward. God is waiting on you to call him. Sometimes we are looking out the front door and the window is already cracked. He was just waiting for you to come over there and open it up and step through. It's always a way for us to reach him through our prayer. He's ordered our steps. He's given us the strength and the favor to move forward. Because with every step, we must remain steadfast. With every step, we must remember that he is loyal. He is faithful. He's merciful. And most importantly, he's good. If that's not enough of motivation to get you out of wherever you're facing, then we need to step back and dig a little deeper within ourselves. Sometimes as we move forward and we stand up, remember, you are treading on the serpents. You may step on some scorpions, but all the power of the enemy and nothing by any means shall hurt you. You are protected. You are wearing your armor of faith, surpassing the monstrosities of the world. And you begin to feel a sense of renewedness. And what do you say? You just say, thank you for seeing me through, right? Thank you for getting me over the mountain. Thank you for covering me, Lord. Thank you for rescuing me in a time of need. And as you continue forward, my sisters, just say thank you in the good, but also during the tribulations. Thank him in advance for what's to come, but also what he's about to remove out your way. He may edit along the way, but he's also gonna add favor into your lives. So once again, look, for every mountain, he's brought me over. For every trial, he has seen you through. For every blessing, we say hallelujah, because that is what God is continuing to do for us. It's important to understand that you have this. It's important to know that God got you. And the bottom line is nothing more than having him in that intimate relationship with God. So as I want you to take this time and just think about all that he's done for you, drop it in the chat. We sisters, we probably all going through the same thing. Call somebody. Say, I am in the valley right now. If you are, I see you. Can you help me? I got you. That's all it takes sometimes, because we are not alone. Amen. Amen.
That's why I praise you. That's why I praise you. For this I give
Drop it in the chat. What you face? I faced unemployment. I faced the things and I thought I would never get to this moment, but it doesn't stop. More to come. How are you going to handle it? Just tell them thank you. We experience loss. We experience pain. How are you going to move through it? Come on, what you going to say? Thank you, Soul Roars, for letting me lead this meditation. I ask for my sister to come in and now lead us in prayer and continue to remember, continue to push through no matter in the goods and the tribulations. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Soror Tiana. Let us continue our praise. So as I see it's coming through the chats, you can feel free to come off of mute. This is a corporate prayer. So join me in prayer. And we're just going to give God thanks because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. He is our anchor. He is our source. Amen. So let us bow our heads. But like I said, if you need to come off of praise, if you need to run around the room, if you need to jump up and shout, however you need to get it out and let your praise be known to God, feel free to do it. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to take this time to praise you, God. Your word says, let everything, every single thing, every person, everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord, oh Father. If there is anybody worthy of praise, Lord, if there is anybody worthy of the worship, Father God, we know that it is you. You've seen us through every valley, oh Father God, over every mountain, oh Father God. When we thought we couldn't, oh Father God, you told us that we could. You gave us Jesus, oh Father God. When the devil thought that there wouldn't be a way out, you gave us a plan B, oh Father God. Even when we messed up ourselves, you gave us a way out, Lord. We say thank you, oh Father God. We know personally, oh God, grace and mercy, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Some of us are on our second, third, and fourth rounds of it, oh Father God. And we thank you that your grace has been sufficient, oh Father God. Lord, we repent, Father God, for anything, oh Father God, that we have done, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God, that has not been pleasing into your eyes, oh Father God. And today we start fresh, we start new because you have given us a new day. Each day, oh Father God, is an opportunity to praise you, Father God, not just with our mouths, but with the way that we live and how we treat your children, oh Father God, our peers, one another, oh God. Let us, oh Father God, live worthy of the calling, oh Father God. Hallelujah, for we are all called to something, oh Father God. There is a purpose, oh Father God, because you wouldn't wake us up every morning, oh Father God. just a toy and play with us, oh Father God. You have us here for a purpose, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you for that, oh Father God. Yes, life happens, oh Father God. Yes, we've been through trials and tribulations, oh Father God, but you already told us that we would go through these things in your word, oh Father God. But it is you, oh Father God, and it is our faith that anchors us, oh Father God. So when the waves blow, oh Father God, when a storm rages, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, we will not be moved. We will stand steadfast in the word, oh Father God. We will proclaim the gospel over our lives, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we will do like Jesus did, hallelujah, when the devil came to him. We will say, it is written, hallelujah, it is written. So whatever we see, we know that it is temporal, oh Father God, hallelujah. But it is the things that are not seen that are eternal, oh Father God. So we can declare, hallelujah, even in the midst of lack, hallelujah, we can declare sufficiency, oh Father God, because your word says that you will supply all of our needs. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Father God. We know that you want us to be in good health because it said it in your word, oh Father God. So even in the midst of sickness, oh Father God, we can declare good health over our lives, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, because these things are promised to us. And we thank you for these promises and we hold fast to it, oh Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And even like the three Hebrew boys, oh Father God, who said, it said in the word, Father God, that there will not be any bowing. Even if you don't do it, oh Father God, we will not bow. Hallelujah. We trust you, oh God. We know that you are faithful, oh Father God. And we don't need to run to anybody else. We run into your embrace, oh Father God. We cry out, Lord, save us. We thank you and we praise you and we honor you today, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And so it is.
And amen. So, Roars, I just wanted to jump on and say good morning. I am calling in from Prairie View, Texas. I'm celebrating homecoming. I'm not going to stay on long, but I just wanted to thank our Council of Chaplains for the wonderful job that they continue to do. So, Roars, it's good to see you all online for this prayer call. Remember to keep everyone lifted in prayer as we go through life's challenges. We just must remain prayerful. So I thank the Council of Chaplains again. I don't know if Sora Venus was intending to speak. I would still like for her to speak if she wishes. I'm going to hang up now because we're getting started with the parade. Love you all. Be blessed. And I will see you soon.
Amen. Thank you, Madam President. And Soars, just asking for your prayers for the delegation that is going to the mission trip. We have two Soars from Michigan, Laminda Davis from DAC and myself, along with about 50 other Soars. And so thank you for your prayers in advance. And this wonderful word sends me off with great anointing. I'm coming off the anointing of the cluster. I'm still living in that anointing. And so coming off of that, and today's message reminded me of two scriptures. One is, in all things, give thanks, 1 Thessalonians, and I think it's the 5th chapter, and then count it all joy, count it all joy. So thank you, and I love you all, and looking forward to seeing you and taking all of these supplies you all provided for the children that are at our schools in South Africa. I have two full suitcases of supplies, and I'm counting it all joy that we are able to bless from that perspective. And I wish everyone an excellent day. Amen.
Amen. Safe travel, Sora Venus. And I'll be back Monday in time for E-board. All right, Sora, signing off.
Thank you, Sora, for joining us this morning. Powerful word. Be blessed.